This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. This afternoon at 2, Snake Eyes and the Bug Band will perform a free concert at the Fayetteville Public Library as part of the Mountain Street Stage Summer Music Series. Earlier this month, the band stopped by the Furman Garner Performance Studio to talk with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda. During the conversation, the band members discussed how local musicians play traditional Cajun music every other Tuesday evening at Bear's Place, a bar in South Fayetteville.
Bear's Place is like a roadhouse out of the 50s. I mean, it's kind of a throwback of a place, a great place. Barry Bramlett and his family have done a great job there. He retired from, I believe it was Southwestern Bell or AT&T.
AT&T.
One of them telephone pole climbing jobs.
Ma Drake's
and
place.
He had a friend of his, bought Ma Drake's old building, was Pop's Barbecue. And had a friend of his, a sound engineer, come in and build some speakers just for the room. He's built a deck out back. He's made a little stage. And we started playing there. It's just been snowballing. Now we can't hardly hold all the people that come.
No, it's bad.
And we move all the tables and chairs. We scoot them out of the way. We make a dance floor, and it's full. I mean, and we teach people how to dance too.
Mm-hmm.
So you ain't gonna be able to get out of this interview without learning how to dance.
I'm okay with that. I'm all right with that.
All right.
So you're part dance teacher, and before we started recording, you're part jumpsuit model. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, sure. I'm glad you asked. Well, let's take the dancing first.
Yes.
It's dance music, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I love to dance, but I love to couple dance. I don't want to get out there and do what my grandpa called that wiggle worm dancing. I mean, I like that well enough, but it's so much more fun to couple dance. And couple dancing is an activity that's kind of been lost through the years. You know, our grandpas and grandmas knew how to do it. And maybe our moms and dads, if you're as old as I am. But beyond that, kids today, they're really missing out on such a good experience. I mean, if sex, the intimacy of sex is a 10, then dancing's like a 7.5 and G-rated. And so much fun. So, yeah, I figure the more people I can teach to dance, more dancers we're going to have, the more people for us to dance with. And oftentimes, in fact, it bears almost every song, since we have so many musicians. I'll take a ride on the accordion, I'll sing, then I'll put my accordion down and go dance while Mike plays, then Ray or whoever's playing fiddle plays. Maybe we'll have a steel guitar, maybe we'll have a mandolin, maybe we'll have a banjo. I get to get some pretty good dancing in. And then I'll get up just when it's my time to play the accordion, then I'll set it down, go back and dance again. And we just have a ball with that. So that's the dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And we teach people to dance. Chuck Bluen, a friend of mine from New Orleans, he teaches people to dance. And that's the dance thing. So on the jumpsuits, that's a whole nother story. But really, every man ought to be wearing a jumpsuit. I've got one on right now.
You do.
Of course,
a lovely maroon one.
There's a company down in Dallas that's the last company on earth that makes the leisure jumpsuit like our grandpas wore, the short sleeves, the cool little belt, the maybe a faux heraldic symbol on the pocket.
Uh-huh.
And I was so into it when I talked to the owners that they made me their company spokesman. So I've been handing out catalogs. Let's see, the guy that owns Bear's Place bought one. Kerry Arcega that runs Arcega's uh-huh. coffee shops around here, he just bought one. I'm telling you, you got to catch the wave, man. It's happening. The jumpsuit is coming.
and finally, you also mentioned something about DJing at KUAF a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, I can tell you some part. Well, I guess statute of limitations has run out on most everything.
I think so.
KUAF used to be more like what the college radio station
mm-hmm,
is now.
Before it was an NPR station.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Well, it was kind of both, I think. I mean, they played classical music.
What year?
Oh, this would be late 70s, okay. Maybe 78, mm-hmm. 79. So, yeah, I used to come up and do, on Saturday mornings, I would do the No Request Show, the songs I like to hear. And it was just a real eclectic mix of country, Cajun, blues, weirdo stuff that I liked. And we played weirdo music and indulged in the weirdo stuff that we indulged in the 70s, which were really the very best decade. And I'm so sorry, Antoinette, that you didn't get to experience that.
That's okay.
But all the listeners out there that were in the 70s, they know what I'm talking about.
Well, happy to have you back in the studio after all those years.
Yeah, it's fun. Boy, y'all got some nice digs now, too.
We like it.
Looks all professional and stuff.
It does look all professional.
Used to be
stuff.
An old house.
It was an old house.
Funky old house at that.
It was at that, for sure. Okay, so if people want to see you, they can see you every other Tuesday at Bears.
That's right, every other Tuesday at Bears. And then other than that, we play a lot of private parties, mm-hmm. festivals, things like that. We don't do the bar scene very much.
Sure.
We don't play on Dixon Street very much. We're older.
Mm-hmm.
Half of us are married. Our wives don't like us staying out that late.
Sure. Okay, and then you'll be at the Mountain Street Stage Summer Music Series at 2 on Sunday the 29th.
So they tell me.
That's what they tell me. And they tell me, too. If people want
Looking forward to it.
If people want more information, what's your website?
We are snakeeyesandthebugband.com. So Snake Eyes is plural. Or they can get a hold of Jamie Hall on Facebook, Jamey. Or just ask anybody for Jumpsuit Jamie.
Jumpsuit Jamie.
They'll know. Okay. Throughout the South.
Throughout the South.
Recognized. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, Jumpsuit Jamie and your cohorts, would you guys like to play some music for us?
Why, sure enough.
Certainly. You bet.
Yeah, the name of this song is So What You Reap. And there's a message in this song. But it's down below. You have to really listen to it. Tell me what you think it's about when the song's over. All about me. Then I changed my point of view. Approached from the bottom and now should have got it to feel how my love is true. Now God's me a happy life and a very satisfying wife. So brothers, pay attention cause I'm about to mention the way how to love my right.
what you reap, then you can reap just what you sow. You'll be a boy, a man's a lesson. You receive a lesson, and every boy shall know. You can't play up above if you bend down below. Then you better be believing you might to be seen better than you could know.
That was Snake Eyes and the Bug Band performing Sow What You Reap inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. The band will perform a free concert this afternoon at 2 at the Fayetteville Public Library. Visit faylib.org for more information.